The shift from funding opportunity to accountability model. CMS's Rural Health Transformation Program is no longer a theoretical opportunity. It is now a national implementation effort. CMS has announced awards to all 50 states under the $50 billion program, with first-year awards in 2026 averaging approximately $200 million and ranging from $147 to $281 million. The program will allocate $10 billion each year from fiscal year 2026 through 2030, with half distributed equally among approved states and half allocated based on factors such as rurality, state policy actions, and the strength and scale of proposed initiatives. For states, rural providers, EMS agencies, public health leaders, and mobile integrated health teams, the funding is significant. But the more important lesson may be structural. Rural health transformation, or RHT, is not simply an infusion of federal dollars. It is an accountability model. The program is built around commitments, milestones, checkpoints, reporting, and measurable outcomes. In practical terms, rural health transformation will depend not only on what a state plans to do, but on whether the state and its partners can document that work in a way CMS can evaluate. That distinction matters. Federal grants have long included performance measurement and reporting requirements. Under 2 CFR Part 200, federal agencies are expected to communicate program goals, expected outcomes, indicators, targets, baseline data, and reporting requirements. Recipients and subrecipients must monitor activities for compliance and performance expectations and relate their accomplishments to the award's goals. What makes RHT especially important is that performance evidence is tied to a structured, multi-year funding model. Future budget periods are not merely administrative rewards. CMS will reassess progress and can adjust funding based on whether states meet checkpoints, milestones, and policy commitments. Conditional funding and the need for continuous performance tracking. The notice of funding opportunity is explicit. For state policy action commitments, states may receive conditional points in early years. But if a commitment is not fulfilled by the required deadline, CMS states that points will decrease to zero for the related factor, and that it will recover funds previously awarded based on that factor. For initiative-based funding, CMS uses an incremental scoring approach that assesses progress against milestones. The Notice of Funding Opportunity describes this allocation as inherently conditional on successful completion of the initiative. This all creates a very different risk environment. A state may receive funding, begin implementation, sub-award funds, contract with partners, and launch programs, only to face reduced future funding, or recovery of funds if the documented progress does not match the commitment that supported the award. For state budgets and local implementation patterns, this makes reporting infrastructure a core part of the program, not an afterthought. CMS's implementation guidance reinforces that point. In its April 2026 post-award FAQs, CMS states that future state budgets may go up or down depending on the state's ability to meet RHT program checkpoints. The same guidance explains that initiative progress is assessed through a checkpoint model using supporting evidence, including milestone completion, metric reporting, and post-program planning. CMS also notes that changes to milestones, metrics, baselines, targets, or other scoring details must be reviewed and approved before they are final. Building the infrastructure to measure and deliver outcomes. CMS requires states to define performance measures and outcomes for each initiative. The Notice of Funding Opportunity calls for quantifiable metrics, baseline data and targets where possible, data sources, update timing, and the ability to collect and analyze performance information. At least one metric should demonstrate impact at a county or community level, and states are required to report their performance metric progress during their annual reporting. CMS examples include access metrics, readmission rates, chronic disease rates, opioid overdose death rates, financial stability indicators, workforce metrics, telehealth access, interoperability scores, and program implementation measures. This is where lead measures become essential. Outcomes often take time to validate, including reduced emergency department utilization, lower readmission rates, reduced overdose deaths, better chronic disease control, and improved rural provider sustainability. but programs can monitor whether the necessary work is happening now. This includes referrals received, patients enrolled, encounters completed, follow-ups closed, protocols followed, tasks completed, alerts addressed, care plans updated, transportation or food needs resolved, and patient satisfaction captured. These measures do not replace outcomes, they make outcomes more achievable and defensible. The reporting burden will also flow beyond state government. The Notice of Funding Opportunity allows states to subaward or subcontract RHT funds to partners, including universities, local health departments, provider associations, and other organizations. And it notes that federal award terms and conditions generally flow down to subawards and subrecipients. In practice, EMS agencies, MIH programs, hospitals, clinics, public health departments, behavioral health partners, and community-based organizations may all need to document their contributions to a state's RHT goals. HealthCall is built for this environment. For more than 20 years, HealthCall has supported care delivery outside the traditional hospital or physician office setting, including care in home, on scene, in shelters, in correctional settings, and across multidisciplinary community networks. Its care delivery platform is designed to support clinical documentation, care coordination, patient engagement, workflow automation, and reporting across complex programs. For RHT implementation, that means HealthCall can serve as a digital backbone for both care delivery and compliance. The platform supports a longitudinal patient record, guided workflows, smart chart assessments, remote monitoring, automated outreach, task management, secure care coordination, and, crucially, standardized reporting. HealthCall's rural health transformation materials emphasize real-time metrics for utilization, compliance, outcomes, protocol adherence, and regional variation, giving program leaders visibility across agencies and local workflows. Implementing and sustaining rural health transformation. RHT is especially relevant for mobile integrated health and community paramedicine programs. MIH aligns closely with RHT priorities because it brings preventative care, chronic disease support, behavioral health coordination, care navigation, telehealth, and follow-up into the home and into the community. MIH is a practical foundation for rural health transformation because it uses existing EMS and community resources, reduces transportation barriers, supports treatment in place and alternatives to transport, and creates measurable data around utilization and outcomes. HealthCall also addresses one of the most difficult problems in statewide transformation, standardization, without forcing every local program into the same workflow. In Florida, the Department of Health and HealthCall have partnered on standardized MIH data collection. The model allows individual EMS agencies to use workflows tailored to their communities while collecting state-required MIH data elements and translating their records into a NEMSIS-compliant format for statewide analysis. HealthCall's smart charts embed required data elements into local workflows, and state-relevant data can be gathered and submitted without extra data entry steps. That type of infrastructure is exactly what RHT demands. States need local flexibility, but CMS needs comparable evidence. Local agencies need documentation that fits real care delivery, but state leaders need dashboards, exports, and audit-ready data. Programs need to prove both activity and impact. Who was served, what was done, what changed, and how those changes relate to the state's approved goals. HealthCall-supported programs have already reported outcomes that align with RHT priorities, including reductions in emergency room visits, avoided hospital or ER admissions, decreases in fall-related transports, reductions in overdose deaths, lower 911 transports, and high rates of treatment without transport. These examples matter because they show the types of clinical, operational, and financial outcomes rural health programs will increasingly be expected to track, validate, and report. For states and local partners, the practical framework is straightforward. Start with the outcome. Define the baselines, target, timeframe, geography, and data source before implementation begins. Map every workflow to a measure. If a visit, referral, follow-up, assessment, or outreach effort supports an RHT milestone, it should be documented in a way that can be reported. Manage lead measures continuously. Don't wait for annual reporting to discover a performance gap. Monitor referrals, encounters, task completion, follow-up closure, risk trends, protocol adherence, and patient engagement in real time. Standardize what must be standardized. States need comparable data across counties, agencies, and partners. Local teams still need workflows that reflect the reality of their communities. Prepare for audit and evidence review. Milestones, metrics, baselines, targets, budget changes, and scoring details should be traceable, explainable, and defensible. Rural health transformation funding is a major opportunity, but it is also a test of execution discipline. The states and partners that succeed will not be the ones that merely launch programs. They will be the ones that can show, with reliable data, that care is reaching rural residents, risks are being identified earlier, unnecessary utilization is declining, partnerships are functioning, and outcomes are improving. HealthCall helps make that possible by connecting care delivery, documentation, coordination, analytics, and reporting in one platform. In the RHT era, that connection is not just operationally useful, it is central to compliance, sustainability, and the long-term success of rural health transformation.